right, guys. Welcome to another week of We Speak, They Score. Unfortunately, we're opening this one up with a somber note. Our prayers and thoughts are with those in Boston right now. Sad day, but on the hockey side of things, Chicago is up right now, which is good for the Wings, fighting for a playoff spot. And so if we're looking at the Wings this week, Jimmy Howard, big extension coming up, 6 years, around $31 million. So he's looking at about $5.3 million a year. What do we think? Is it worth the money?
He's good. I don't think he's that good. He's not consistent enough, I'll say that.
Scott, what do you think?
Oh, Dallas just scored. Sorry. I don't know. I mean, everybody knows how I feel about Jimmy Howard and him getting over $5 million a year. I mean, there's not many goalies in the league I would pay $5 million a year for. I mean, there's probably less than five or six who I would, and Jimmy Howard is not one of those people.
I don't know. I disagree. While I do think that 5.3 is a little high, I think he's been our best player this year. I mean, he's been consistent all year. He's probably let in 5 week goals, and he's played all but like four games. So it's hard to say that he's not worth the money because I don't know who else could be available for that kind of money that would do a better job than him. So I'm happy he signed an extension.
I mean,
I know
job.
You're a Jimmy.
We're battling for the eighth spot in the playoffs right now. Like,
yeah, but that's because we can't score.
Patrick, what the fuck are you doing right
now?
Yeah,
are you having a seizure? What are you doing?
My dog started barking, so I could get up and let him out so it wouldn't interrupt the goddamn feed. Right?
Oh, well, nice job with that. You failed miserably.
Yeah, I just had an earthquake in my ears.
Okay, well, you can edit it out later.
I always do.
It would have been better than my dog barking for the rest of the fucking broadcast. Can we get back to hockey?
Probably had more to say on the Red Wings than you usually do.
Probably.
That's true. Is that peach cobbler ice cream?
No, it is orange and vanilla twist from Mr. Freeze. Party established this.
Oh. Sorry.
Kiss my
ass. Like
he's so sensitive today.
I know. He finally shows up. Everybody, Patrick's here, finally. After he whored us lately. And Eric's gone. So we made a trade. I don't know if we got the better end of it, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
So fighting for that last spot, the Wings are. Are you impressed with Danny DeKeyser? He's played three games now. He had a nice assist last game. Good addition, bad addition, here to stay. What do you think?
I think he's a good addition. Like, nothing incredibly impressive yet, but I think he shows potential at least, if nothing else. And I think, you know, if he's there to stay, I'd like to see him stay. I'd like to see him develop with the Wing club instead of go somewhere else. I mean, he has room to grow, but I feel like I'd rather have him grow with the Wings.
Suffer his growing pains.
Yeah.
Scott, what do you think about Danny D?
I love him. I think he's been our best defenseman for the last week or so. I mean, my thing with defensemen is, like, if I don't notice them playing, I usually think they probably had a pretty good game. And DeKeyser, he's done that, but he's also had some flashes of brilliance, too. And for a kid who just came out of Western Michigan, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, he's Brian Lashoff 2.0. Like,
but much better.
He's got a longer reach, and he's a better skater. And I love stay-at-home defensemen who can make a pass. I don't care if defensemen aren't putting up points. What matters to me is that they're not on the ice for goals.
He's catching up to Quincy in points already. God.
Well,
I think he's better than Quincy already.
Yeah, I mean, Quincy just can't seem to find his stride with the Wings. I don't know what it is.
He sucks. He's Brett Lebda pretty much.
I think he's just there. Yeah, I think Kyle Quincy is an elite 5-6 defenseman. Like, if he is on our third pairing is pretty sweet. But putting him on our second pairing, he just seems to struggle a little bit. He's definitely not consistent top three defender, which is what we paid for with the first round pick.
Oh my, biggest ripoff in history.
So, speaking of Kyle Quincy, who is this season's worst Red Wing?
What did we say today when we were texting? We say Darren Helm, just piss off Eric. He's not on
Darren,
yet.
To piss off
Darren
Eric,
Helm,
yeah.
Just because he got our hopes up and has not contributed to this team whatsoever. But, Darren Helm.
That's no, true. I mean, I'm gonna go with Darren Helm to piss Eric off.
Oh my god. Now, I don't know. Like, I really want to say Quincy, but like his stats are somehow okay. I mean, he has a decent plus minus, but he hasn't really been putting up points. And I want to say Cleary too, but he has like 9 goals, and I really don't know how. Because I think Cleary has been awful for the last week. Absolutely awful.
He's a turnover machine.
Oh my god.
And I'm a
yeah.
Cleary fan. So who is it?
I don't know. We have a lot of players who have been bad. It's tough.
Gustafson? Samuelson?
He hasn't played enough to say he's bad. I mean, he's been a bit... Go ahead, Patrick.
Go ahead.
Oh.
I was going to say, you have to compare to expectations. So, like, Gustafson, new guy like that, didn't really have a lot of expectations. Like, new guy to the wings. I don't know. I compare what I was expecting to how they actually did. I think that's a good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. I guess if I had to pick, which I do since that was the purpose of this question, I'm not Eric, I know how to answer a question. I would have to say... Nicholas Lindstrom for not playing this year.
You gotta bring that up. You make me sad. God damn it, Mike. Why'd you remind me?
Why did he not play in a shortened season? God.
Yeah, I actually think Jordan Tutu to me plays with a ton of energy. I just expected a little more out of him, so I don't think he's the worst. But I look at a guy like Drew Miller, and Drew Miller has the potential and has shown that he can play, top 9 minutes, and he's been stuck on that fourth line, and he's just kind of been invisible this year. And typically, Drew Miller to me makes our team extremely deep, and I don't think he's been as good or on his game. I think for some reason playing in the shit league in Scotland, he lost a step. But if you look at Cleary probably has like 65 turnovers.
Yeah,
at
I
least
mean, it's no secret that this team has a lot of dead weight. I mean, it's tough to pick like who the worst is or who's been the biggest disappointment, because we've had a lot of those.
Well, speaking of dead weight, are we going to buy anybody out after the end of the year?
I think they should amnesty Samuelson 100,000 trillion percent. And hopefully they get rid of Quincy.
I mean, they would get rid of Koliakovo before they got rid of Quincy.
I think Koliakovo is better than Quincy. And I don't think very highly of Koliakovo.
I think Quincy skates better than Koliakovo.
You think so?
Yeah,
Koliakovo scored a couple nights ago.
No, that was tipped by Franzen, wasn't it?
You might be right. You're right. I retract that.
So he got an assist, but I don't think Koliakovo is bad, but if we look at next year, I mean, what 7 defenders are we going to keep on our roster? Well, we can knock 3 out of the way. We're going to keep Cronwell. We're going to keep Erickson. And we're going to keep... I'm assuming we're going to keep Danny DeCaro.
Yeah.
Kindle, too. Kindle would be a good trade asset, but I think that they should keep him because he's made a lot of steps this year, and he's a lot better.
So then from there you have
Smith, Quincy, yeah. And who am I missing?
Lashoff.
Erickson. Yeah, so...
So ones that are going to be here for sure, Smith, Erickson, Cronwall, hopefully, I mean, assuming DeKaiser keeps up his play, and then we've got Kindle.
Ian White?
And so then we've got, we're not re-signing White.
Yeah, I hope not.
And so we've got Lashoff, that makes 6, and then Koliakovo would make 7. I feel like I'm missing 1. Because right now we're rolling with 9. Quincy, I'm missing Quincy, so... I think if we're going to use a buyout, we buy out Koliakovo and we keep Quincy, and then we have Quincy, Erickson, Smith, Cronwall, DeKaiser, Lashoff, and I mean that's our 7. So I'm okay with that 7. But who knows? So, moving on from those seven defensemen, we've got the playoffs coming up, potentially. If you could pick one team to play against, you know, pick our seed, where would it be?
I don't know, because you look at some, a lot of times, you know, your one seed that did great in the regular season, a lot of times they're shitty in the playoffs, which kind of makes me think in sitting the eighth seed with Chicago might not be the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, anything could happen. I mean, look at Minnesota, they're dropping quick. St. Louis could lose a couple. I mean, we could legitimately end up anywhere between 4th and 11th, just depending on how the next couple weeks turn out.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. I mean, you'd assume that Chicago is the favorite and you don't want to play them, but, I mean, showing previous years, it's not been that way with the one seed, so.
Well, I know a lot of people who think that we can take Chicago in the first round, and I think they're out of their minds. We haven't beat Chicago in, like, a year and a half. Like, Chicago is a better team everywhere on the ice. Like, we would have zero chance of beating Chicago. We got swept by them this year. Like, why does anybody think that we could play them?
Because we lost to them twice in a shootout.
Yeah, but
if Bertuzzi's playing, those are shootout wins. Quote me on that.
You think so? I think Nyquist had a good look in the shootout last time. I don't know how he didn't score.
Yeah, but I'd take Bertuzzi over just about everybody but Pavel Datsyuk in the world on shootouts.
Parise's better than Datsyuk.
Yeah, but Bertuzzi's pretty sweet. Speaking of Bertuzzi, says he's going to be back for the Phoenix game, hopefully. If not, the Western Coast trip. So where do you see him, if he makes it back, where do you see him fitting in on this team?
Fourth line, limited minutes, just to get him back into the swing of things, because I don't think you can just, like, throw him in when you're when it's essentially the playoffs for those teams.
Yeah, I was
going to
say the same thing. I saw him in a very minor role because of that reason. But you're so close, you don't want to start throwing off the jive of the team right now.
You wouldn't switch out Abbey for Bertuzzi on the top line?
It depends how we're doing it. I don't know, man. It depends, like, how we do on Wednesday. I'd be weary, too, just being so close to the playoffs.
Okay, here's my next question. You wouldn't switch the Filppula, Cleary, Nyquist, or Filppula, Franzen, Cleary line to Filppula, Franzen, Bertuzzi?
I would throw
that
Cleary's ass
see.
In the fucking press box.
I mean, and what that does is that moves Cleary down to the third line, which bumps, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that would bump Bruner or Nyquist down, so I don't know. I don't know. I see him. He's only going to be productive for us playing top 6 minutes, and I think we need him playing top 6 minutes. I think he's a creative big body that, while he doesn't bang, he definitely makes space.
He's a better net presence than Franzen is, that's for sure.
Yeah, Franzen shouldn't be a net presence.
No.
We need him shooting the puck. That's what I don't understand. Why would you use Franzen, who has an elite shot, as a net presence? You should put him out there to
shoot.
That's
what I don't understand about Babcock, is why he has so many players playing like different roles. Like, why Franzen ever plays center is beyond me. Why Filppula plays on the wing doesn't make sense.
Well,
I mean,
Franzen grew up playing center. He played center when he got nicknamed the Mule. When Steve Yzerman gave him the nickname the Mule, he was playing third.
Yeah,
line
but he's an elite
wings.
Winger. Or he's
been pretty
good
centers.
Yeah, but I mean, would it make more sense to have a legitimate second or a top six center in Filppula on the third line when you could put him with your sniper? Who, like, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for whatever it takes to get Franzen skating, because when he skates, he's unstoppable. And if playing center and meeting Filppula gets third line minutes or second line wing minutes in order to get Franzen going, I say fuck Filppula, because he doesn't put the puck on net enough. So, and I'm mad at him for not signing a contract before the playoffs.
I wouldn't just if I was him.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, because he's been playing like shit. But I like Filppula. I hope he's a wing for life, but I don't see him unless he starts producing, the money he wants isn't in the books for us.
So back to the question then, Scott, who would you want to, I mean, what seed do you want to land in for the playoffs?
Seven, hopefully, because I think, I mean, we have a good record against Anaheim this year.
Yeah, I'd like to play Anaheim because I think they're softer.
Yeah, we could take Anaheim.
The Blackhawks are the best team in the league. Like, of course I don't want to play them.
Yep.
But I mean, Sauna. Then again, are we really expecting much out of the playoffs anyway?
Stanley Cup.
Yep. I think most Red Wings fans would just be happy to even get in, and that's kind of how I feel.
Goal. Once we get in, I'll want it. But right now,
I mean, once you get in, anything can happen. But I don't think anybody is expecting him to get out of the first round.
This guy, right here, who's got two thumbs and thinks.
It depends who we're playing.
As long as we're not playing Calgary. Speaking of Calgary, Wednesday, playing Calgary. And so far we're a bunch of, what's a good phrase, shitheads when we show up to play Calgary. Just throw it away.
Yeah, they're number 14 in the Western Conference right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. No,
I think we'll show up. I mean, last night against Nashville I think was one of our better games this year. I mean, we from the get-go, we were ready to play. Which we haven't been for a lot of this year. Yeah. Oh yeah, I think Zetterberg had the team ready to go, and I think they'll realize that with how bad Calgary is, that it's an opportunity to gain some ground, and they need to take advantage of it. And I know there's been a lot of situations like that this year, but
they're coming off a two-game win streak coming into Wednesday. Calgary is.
Yeah, but anything could happen.
Yeah, but momentum could be something.
So, I mean, I think we got Calgary on Wednesday. We've got Vancouver on, I think, Saturday. And we've done pretty well against Vancouver this year. So, I'm hoping for four, but you never quite know with this team.
No. No, all bets are off. Like, you can't really predict what's going to happen with this team.
So, but on a much, much lighter note than what we started this podcast on, Vladimir Konstantinov.
Ooh.
Took steps on his own.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Yep.
15 or 16 years later. Definitely good news, though.
Yeah, he was at the last Red Wings game I attended. He was in one of the boxes, and they showed him up there waving in his wheelchair.
Yeah. So I think it will be one of the greatest moments in Red Wings franchise history if he can walk out there and drop the puck someday.
That's a true story. That would be incredible. I don't know, man. That's getting me even worked up. I remember reading that news story when it first happened. And that
hopefully he can walk out when they retire his jersey like they should.
Yeah, I agree. Or at least when they, you know, at Nicholas Lindstrom's retirement ceremony coming up.
Yeah.
So it'd be a hell of a thing to see. So who is your, you know, so far, with seven games remaining, who's your Detroit Red Wing MVP?
I got to give it to Datsyuk. I mean, statistically, I think he's the most points in the team, is he not?
Yeah. He does. He's at a point per game, just over,
yeah.
Hair over.
He's at over a point per game. He's got 13 goals, which is more than any wing. I mean, you know, he hasn't been as flashy this season, but numbers-wise, he's still producing is better than anybody else.
Well, and until 2 weeks ago, he was playing with Abelkader and Cleary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Datsyuk's a good pick. I mean, I think I read yesterday that he has like 5 or 6 game-winning goals or something like that. Like, that's ridiculous. Seeing how we only have like 18 wins.
Yep. And I feel like his stats don't even do him justice because he's a playmaker. A lot of times he makes plays happen with takeaways and whatnot.
He controls games.
Yeah, and those don't appear on a stats sheet, but a lot of times he can be a deciding factor without it ever showing up as a number.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think he's an asset.
I think Datsyuk has been, you know, paramount to this team's success, but I think hands down the MVP for this season has been Jimmy Howard.
Fuck off.
I don't I honestly don't think he's had a better season to date.
Statistically?
On him. No, not statistically, just in game when it matters. I mean, I think
we just blew two third period leads in back to back days.
Yeah, but think about those goals. Those goals were the defenseman not either clearing the puck, turning it over, or letting it lie behind Jimmy Howard as he's getting dogpiled. So I think for the change in defense that we've had, everyone was expecting Jimmy's numbers to just plummet, and he stood on his head. So in my opinion, this season, the majority of it's credited to Howard. However, Datsyuk's been great, so he's just the easy pick because he's always so fucking sweet to watch. So who have you been most impressed with? Not who's your MVP, but who have you been most impressed with?
Most impressed or most improved?
It's hard not to say Brunner.
He's played like shit.
Yeah.
Lately, he's been fun to watch. I mean, again, all stats aside, like I like him. Tutu's fun to watch. Like, yeah, he's shit, but like I like watching him play. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
I would say Kendall just because he's taken his game to another level. Because I did not expect him to play as well as he has at times.
I completely agree with that statement. I think Jakob Kendall has become the offensive physical defenseman that we thought he was going to be 7 years ago.
Yeah.
He's playing top PP minutes, and I love watching him play. He skates very well. I think another name to throw out there, Nyquist gets a breakaway per game. It's just whether or not he scores it. He needs to start netting those puppies. But
yeah, Nyquist has been really good. I agree with that.
Tatar was fun to watch when he was up here.
Yeah, he needs to be up permanently. I don't care if people think he's a defensive liability or not. The guy puts the puck in the back of the net.
Yeah.
And that's what this team needs. How could he be any more of a defensive liability than Dan Cleary?
Dan Cleary's not a defensive liability.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
He's not a defensive liability. But I think one of the best storylines of this year, and it's been highly, you know, muddled. I mean, you don't hear anything about it, is Patrick Eaves is playing. Like, I never thought he was going to play a game again. And so I think he's lost a step. I don't think he's playing up to par where he should be. But it's good to see him at least playing, in my opinion.
Dan Cleary, I'm not going to let this rest. Dan Cleary is a -9 this year. -9.
Yeah.
How is he not a defensive liability?
Because, as you always say, the plus-minus doesn't matter, Scott.
A -9, though?
I do not think he's a defensive liability.
Plus-minus doesn't matter unless it's, like, skewed one way or another. Like, if you're +30, like, obviously you're doing something right, but if you're like -2 or something, then like there can be some bad breaks there. But like when you're -9, you clearly have not been playing well.
So Kyle Quincy +10, worth it, not worth it?
I think everybody knows how I feel about that.
Well, I think the statistics are things that you can interpret however you want.
Yeah,
to.
That might be true too. How is Quincy like plus that much?
I think it's gone down a little bit. I think he's more like a +7 now. But either way, he used to be a +10. He was leading the team before Jakob Kindle and Pavel Datsyuk took over.
Kindle's +13 on the year. Good
yeah.
for him.
I know.
Quincy's +6. One goal, one assist. And he's a +6, meaning he doesn't do shit. He's just there when they score.
Well, moving on.
Well, I think one more quick thing on that subject. I think you got to give some props to Cronwall for, I mean,
what?
Because hear me out though. His expectations of like leading the defensive line. Now, he filled Lindstrom's shoes, not in the sense that he's the captain, but in the sense that he's like kind of the leading defenseman now. Well, I guess the most seniority. And I think like that job was just hard from the beginning, and that ship was kind of like doomed to fucking sink from the get go. You know what I mean? But he still took the job.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing a role that he's not really supposed to be. He's not a number one defenseman. I think everybody would agree with that. But he's filling the role as best as he can, and he has been complaining about it.
I wouldn't say he's not a number one defenseman. I think if you look at number one defenseman, there's only like five in the league. So I think he's a top pairing defenseman. But, I mean, Lindstrom was a number one defenseman. I think Keith Yandel could be. I think, I mean, there's only four or five guys that are truly, like, dominant defensemen by themselves without a good pairing. I think once we find a good pairing for him, which I think Eriksson right now is it could be Dane DeKeyser in the future because he's a stay-at-home and can make the first pass. And you get him with the right guy and he's going to flourish, which I think we've seen because he started off with Lashoff. Now he's with Eriksson and he's putting up points. So I think he's a top pairing defenseman. I think it's hard to argue that. I don't think there is really anyone who's a top number one defenseman except four or five guys in the whole league.
Maybe.
But, I mean, I think Cronwall, he has, like, what, like a minus four or something like that?
I think it's more than that. Minus eight. Okay. He has 26 points, so I'm guessing most of those have come on the power play because he's a minus eight.
Yeah.
40 penalty minutes, too.
Yeah.
I think he's leading the team besides Tutu, which obviously they're all fighting
Tutu
majors.
Tutu has like 63, and he had back-to-back penalties in one game. But I think Cronwall did not benefit from the lockout. I think he started slow.
Yeah.
He didn't play overseas at all, but I don't know. I'm curious to see what happens next year because it'll definitely be a new look defensive core wings that have been together now for a little bit of time. So I think they'll be better next year. I think they're doing okay now.
I think they just need a couple more pieces, which, I mean, it's no secret. We talk about it every week.
I don't think we need defensemen, though. I think what we need is a top tier power forward and a top tier sniper other than Franzen. Or Franzen's just playing where he's supposed to be and doing well. But I think we need someone who can create offense by themselves, and maybe it becomes Tatar or Nyquist, but we need someone who can put the puck in the net.
Hey, if we want a power forward, Nathan Horton is available this summer, and I would love to have Nathan Horton.
Yeah, if Philpill leaves, maybe we'll get Nathan Horton. But we need someone who can put the puck in the net like Hossa did for us. You know, we haven't had a 30-goal scorer since Hossa, and Hossa scored like 40 that year.
I was watching Hossa yesterday when the Blackhawks played. He was all over the place. It made me so angry.
Yeah, he has the goods. He has the goods. So on a side note, happy birthday to Kim Jong-un.
Yep. No, is it Un's? I thought it was his. Is it his birthday? Okay. Fuck it. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. It's somebody's birthday with a Kim and a Korean. So it could be the whole nation for all I know.
Yeah.
That was kind of racist.
Yeah. We apologize for our North Korean fans that are listening.
Yeah, well,
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
they don't get internet there because fucking Kim Jong-un won't let them. So I guess don't have to worry about that.
It's true. Is it just me or does it seem like every time you see a picture of North Korea, the sky is like gray and drab? I'm assuming at some point the sun shines in North Korea.
I don't think it does. I think there's just a giant rain cloud over North Korea.
It's like the Soviet Union during the
Cold
War.
Pretty much.
It was never sunny.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about going for Victor Stahlberg this summer from Chicago?
You know, I don't know much about Victor Stahlberg.
I think he scored against us a couple days ago.
I know he did.
He's on a low contract, and he'd be a better bottom six player than fucking what we have.
Miller. Yeah, I mean, I don't think this team needs bottom six depth.
We could get better players, though, in our bottom six, because we don't really have that much scoring depth.
Well, it just depends, because if we get rid of Cleary and we add another scorer, re-sign Filppula, then we get a third line that's looking a bit like Tatar, Anderson, Nyquist.
Young Guns.
Or, Helm, Nyquist, Tatar would be sweet.
Yeah, I can't wait until Darren Helm is back on the ice. My God.
I don't know if he's ever going to play a game again.
You think it's career ending?
No, he's just had such bad luck lately. I don't know if he'll ever make it back to full form.
I think they
to be the player.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they should have just shut him down and let him come back next year instead of forcing him to try to come back.
They should have stuck him in a hyperbolic chamber for about 6 months and be like, heal. Start from
because if Helm comes back and he doesn't have his speed, I mean, he's not really an NHL player.
He's pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pointless.
That was his one thing.
I mean, yeah, without his speed, I mean, he realistically probably wouldn't be in the NHL if he wasn't as fast as he was.
No, I mean, that's like saying if Datsyuk didn't dangle people, he wouldn't be in the NHL.
Yeah, because Datsyuk's a really good playmaker, like, without his hands, but, like, Helm, he doesn't have a good shot. Like, he has his speed.
Yeah. I agree.
One other thing, I want to give a plug to the website. I don't know if you guys have seen it before, but I put it on our group, and it's sportsclubstats.com, and you can see stats of chances of playoff appearances and whatnot for the Wings. And it's pretty neat. Right now, they have a 65.8% chance of making the playoffs this year.
It's better than it was.
Yeah.
Yep.
And with Dallas down right now, too, that's only going to help.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in the third period in Chicago right now, and Chicago's up by a goal, so.
Before the Nashville game, they had us at 53%, and we shot up to 65, so that's good.
Good.
But if you want to check it out, you can follow Daily Stats, and it calculates all the teams that are playing into a formula. So.
Do they pay you for that plug?
Nope. Just a product that
freely.
I like. Yep, sportsclubstats.com/NHL. Do it.
Just so everyone knows, Patrick is willing to plug.
Oh, yeah.
So, non-hockey topic. What have you got for me?
North Korean situation.
Again?
Always.
I don't know.
I wanted to wait until we were done to let you guys know this, but I figure since we're on it, we might as well talk about it. Apparently, they found 5 other explosive devices today.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Boston PD did?
I'm not sure. I got a bunch of texts saying that, so take that with a grain of salt, but it seems like that's the case.
So,
their IEDs filled with the same, like, ball bearings that Al-Qaeda uses.
Yeah, those ceramic ones, so they can't get through metal detectors.
Yeah.
That's disheartening.
Yeah. I'm surprised nobody's claimed responsibility yet, to be honest.
Yeah, which is almost more frightening than... I mean, I would much rather know who I'm fighting instead of...
100% agree.
So.
Oh my God, Dallas just scored. Sorry to break things up, but
well, shit.
Yeah. What do you guys think about? Because like I've seen a lot of mixed reactions on like people saying, oh, like we shouldn't really talk about anything today. It's a day of mourning and stuff like that, which I get. But like, how do you guys feel about that? I mean, obviously we're doing this show now, so I mean
not to compare us to SNL because SNL is professional. We're a bunch of quote unquote retards sitting in a basement,
more or less.
But, I mean, September 11th happened and SNL still did their show. Like, there's a time and place for everything, and there's no point sitting on our hands. I think while it is important to remember and mourn and, you know, do your best to help those who ask for it, you can't let life pass you by because days like today make you realize... honestly, how short and how abruptly it could all come to an end.
I agree with that. I think they don't win until we start changing our way of life. I mean...
Right. Like, if the Boston Marathon is canceled next year, they won.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I'd like to see more participants next year.
Just maybe better security.
Yes, of course.
But it's a sad day, but life goes on, and let's go catch them.
Yeah.
We caught Osama. Took a long time, but we got
it. We're resilient. Now you're just rambling. I don't know what you're talking about right now.
It's the Jameson. It's been a long day. I was going on about racial tension, how there's still racial tension from slavery, and no one who's alive today was a slave.
Nice.
Or their parents weren't slaves either, so. But, moving on. Bold predictions. I'll give you guys a couple seconds. I'll give you 10 seconds.
I'm ready.
Patrick's ready. Go.
We knock out Chicago first round of the playoffs.
Oh, no.
Five games. Nah.
Five games?
Nah. It'll be seven.
You sure you want to make that prediction? Because
it is bold.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
It's quite bold.
What did I say? You didn't say give me a fucking softball prediction.
Hey, all I'm saying, bold predictions, this guy right here, pointing at myself for those of you who can't see me, which is everybody.
Moron. Yeah. Oh, God.
I have more right bold predictions than anybody else on this podcast.
Chicago scores. 3-2 Chicago. Sorry, go on.
Nice. I'm just saying. I called right Riley Sheenan playing. I called Danny DeKeyser.
Those weren't the boldest of predictions,
Advocator,
though.
My Advocator had two goals. He had two goals. And then he had a hat trick. So, anyways, Scott, bold prediction.
I think Minnesota falls out of the top eight.
Yes. Good prediction.
Yeah, I know.
I think...
I'm done making predictions with the Red Wings because I'm wrong 100% of the time.
Jordan Tutu takes off his skate and stabs someone.
It's not that bold. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
I think Bertuzzi comes back and immediately makes an impact in scoring.
Yeah. Hopefully. We could use it.
I hope you're right.
Howard gets hurt for the year, and the Wings don't make the playoffs. All right. Any last thoughts? We got to name the episode.
Last thoughts? Fuck Alex Jones.
Okay. That
final thought.
Patrick?
God bless America. Kim Jong-un's a nutcase.
I think we just tell our episode.